Hey, everybody, welcome to Lions Pride Tavern podcast number 377. Tonight, we talk about our raid, Avarice of the Shadowed Crucible, and Classic SOD. But before all that, let's start off with introductions.
I'm your host, Fafford. I play a Dwarven Beastmaster Hunter in the awesome game World of Warcraft.
Next up is Lorelei.
Hello, it's Lorelei, your Night Elf Fury Warrior.
And Mac.
It's Mac, and I've been threatened with bodily harm, so I'm going to remain somewhat quiet.
I don't think that's possible. Yeah,
I know.
And his better half, Mrs. Mac.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Mac.
And Lystra.
Hey, everybody. Lystra here. And I'm now a demonology warlock.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah, that did a thing.
Is that in retail or classic?
That's retail.
Wow. What made the switch?
The abuse I was taking with my DPS.
Okay, fair enough.
Nobody wants an affliction warlock anymore. Sorry.
In my stream, one of the guys is like, well, good luck tonight. And I was like, I don't need luck to lie on the ground.
True.
If you're an SOD, they give you the sleeping bag now.
Oh, did
you can be comfy while lying on the ground.
Well, hell, that sounds pretty good.
See, you got to come over.
Oh, I have the first part of that. I just don't have the rest of it.
Okay. And Lorelei's talking to herself.
I am.
You know why we talk to ourselves? We're the only ones who listen.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we are the only ones who give intelligent answers.
What?
And I always agree with myself.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's called a staff meeting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go.
Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me? What?
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 Can you get a hold of mommy and have her walk over and give me a smack?
No,
she's already listening.
Yeah. Plus, I already pissed her off once today.
Oh,
I'm not
going to
do it again.
Dude.
I know.
Once? Amateur?
Oh, no. Once was good. She's been gone for over a week, and I go to pick her up from another town and bring her here, and during the ride, I pissed her off.
Oh, wow.
I thought you forgot the town.
Yeah. No, just being stupid.
You asked her if she was going to come home and make you a sandwich.
Close.
Oh, no.
Did you say the words, what's for dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I just got a message.
I'm sure you did.
And she says it would be wise on your part to bite your tongue.
Well, when she married me, wise was not in our vows, so I don't have to obey.
That was the other side of the... Never mind.
That was a suggestion. Please test that at your earliest convenience.
Oh, no. I need to wake up for work tomorrow.
Wasn't even there before they got married.
I distinctly remember the priest looking at her and saying, you must obey, and she hasn't done that yet either.
Oh, I am darn sure that there was no she must anywhere in that conversation. Mommy, I got you.
Yeah, we all make sure that we don't put obey in. It wasn't going to happen.
I think we're outnumbered here, Mac.
Yeah.
Mac's like, don't include me in this. You started it.
I'm fine. I'm in trouble all the time. It's nice to get off me for once.
Say, Fafford, how's the weather over there today?
It's a little cloudy.
A little cloudy? A little cool outside? I want to be careful of that. You might be sleeping out in the yard.
You might want to get the tent out of the basement.
Right.
You've got to sleep in your car.
So, yeah. Anyway, how is everybody this week?
Oh, I've been verbally abused by a 4-year-old again.
Mac, you got to stop that.
Well, you know, it wasn't me this time. She was an actual 4-year-old, not the mental 4-year-old.
It was Microman. Mac was being the wonderful father that he is and took our youngest to a doctor's appointment, which she was not going to be able to drive home from because of medication that they were going to give her. And her husband came in at like 6 o'clock in the morning from coming back from Whittier, and he needed to sleep to go to work the next night. So I stayed at the house with the two little ones.
And sounds like fun.
Mr. Microman decided I am evil because I am a stepmother, and then he tried to throw me out of the house, out in the backyard with the dog.
He heard you talking to me, and he's like, I'll defend Grandpa.
Then, 15, 20 minutes later, I'm sitting on the sofa, minding my own business, letting him be 4 years old. And the little turd comes up, bends over, drops his drawers, pulls them back up, and runs away. So I was mooned by a bloody 4-year-old.
He knows she's not very mobile and she can't chase her after him with a cane.
Right.
That's funny as shit. Mooned by a 4-year-old.
Yeah,
you need to start carrying a paintball gun.
Right?
That's almost as funny as the time he came up from the basement walking like he had had an accident. And I said, did you have an accident? Yeah. I said, did you pee or poop? And he said, I pooped my pants. And I said, well, come here. Let me check so I know what kind of, you know, disaster I'm in for. Little muck was lying. Gotcha! This is what happens.
I don't know where he learns this stuff.
Three older brothers and one older sister.
And me.
And a grandpa, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun.
He's learning things that are not on command, so that's kind of cool.
Right.
He's got his own sense of humor. We like this.
Too funny. The life of a 2-year-old.
No.
Short life.
Yeah.
I mean, little Missy, she made it to 6. We'll see what happens.
They she hasn't even started her teen years. They're in for a lot of fun.
Oh, no. So, how was everybody else's week?
Sounds like better than yours.
Yeah.
And mine wasn't that great to begin with.
Mine was just average. Mine, you know, it's just normal. I don't think I really had anything special go on or happen that needs to mention, you know. So
there weren't like a whole bunch of 86-inch TVs.
Yeah, well, we won't talk about the 86-inch TVs. No, we had to pull them down again this week and redo them because they were a half inch too. They weren't centered up and down. They were a half inch low. So. But whatever, we did it, you know, and then it still didn't please him because I told him, I said, you know, these brackets are designed that once you put it in the center of the TV where the bracket thinks it should be, the top is going to tilt out. So it views down. And that's exactly what it did. And they didn't like that. They wanted it to view straight. So we had to cut some.
Have you ever been in anybody's house that has a big screen TV?
You know, I don't know the philosophy behind these two, but anyway, we cut wood blocks and then shoved them up behind the TV and made it straight. And now you can see every reflection in every window in the lobby.
Mm, I'll bet.
Oh, for the love of Christ.
Okay, so when you started saying shove up behind and wood blocks.
I know. I got a little weirded out there, too.
Yeah.
Well, basically, that's what we did, though. So, yeah, no, it was, you know, I mean, that was just, you just did what you were asked, you know, what can you do? When you're dealing with people that don't think straight and just have
like Mac.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They just have their own idea of what they want. And then, you know, then once we put the wood blocks behind it, it sticks out from the recess, you know, I mean, yeah. And they didn't like that either, but they lived with that. So
we run into it all the time. We get somebody that works in an office across the other side of my work that decides we're going to do something. They call over to ask how we can go about doing it. We explain to them there's not a way to do that with what you're talking about. It's possible to do it this way, but with the equipment we have, we can't do it. They'll start calling around and find somebody else in another department that doesn't do what we do that says, oh, yeah, it can be done. So they'll schedule us to do it. We'll get it. We'll get over there. We'll say, we can't do it. You got to do it. So-and-so said you can do it. Well, you come over here and show me how to do it then.
Right.
You can't operate that equipment. That's right. And I'm telling you, it can't be done.
Well, my job for 34 years, listening to other people tell me how to do my job.
You know, right.
Oh my they gosh. Wouldn't come in my classroom and do my job for me, but they would tell me how to do
it. Yeah. Yeah. I feel sorry for the teachers because my dad was a teacher and that was that way.
They'd say, hey, we're going to do it this way. And I'm like, that's the way I've been doing it.
Yeah.
Do you not remember that conversation?
No. It's got to be their idea. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got some crud going on here with our school district, and now they're trying to figure out how to close 6 elementary schools, and they're going to put the 6th graders with the 7th and the 8th graders. And oh my gosh, and our superintendent had to get a waiver to be our superintendent because he didn't have the statutory required hours as a classroom teacher.
Oh, good. There you go.
Yeah.
That's how most of them have their job, you know.
Yes.
What we used to call downtown. It's like, when were you how many years were you a classroom teacher?
Yeah.
You were a PE teacher?
Exactly.
A PE teacher.
Yeah.
Okay.
How can we bring the test scores up? Make them run laps.
Make them run laps. That's why I don't do that job anymore.
I don't even want to talk about schools right now. Seriously. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Lystra. I forgot.
Yeah.
My dad.
Sorry. I'll say I'm sorry. I don't know what it's for, but I'm sorry.
My dad is a teacher.
Our contract offer came back.
Oh, okay.
Those are always a disappointment.
Yeah.
Mac understands too.
Yeah. Oh, my dad was a teacher and he complained about the same thing, but this was, you know, in the 80s. So nothing's changed over the, you know, multitude
40
of years. Yeah. It's still done the same way.
Yeah.
Good old public education.
Well, speaking of, because whenever they decide to make the cuts, it's always with the teachers. It's never with anybody at the head shed.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, too many chiefs, not enough. That may not be the right anyway.
Workers.
Thank you. Thank you for avoiding hate mail towards Mrs. Mack.
Too many chefs, not enough cooks.
Bingo! That's the one I was looking.
Or not enough dishwashers, whatever.
Yeah, or dishwashers. Yeah, too many chefs, not enough dishwashers.
Well, in our case, it was awesome, freaking multi-million-dollar football field, but not enough money for our staff.
Yeah. We can put in a football field. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, with artificial turf and the heated turf.
But don't give the teachers a raise. No. Yeah,
they're offering me 30 cents. Isn't that awesome?
It's kind of funny. So our raises came through this year because our company does raises once a year, and they all do everybody regardless. So my engineer, who's been there almost a year, was thinking, you know, he's going to get a raise because he's doing really well. You know, he's figuring a buck and a half an hour. And I'm like, really? It's going to be 3%. It's like, no. Like, okay, maybe 4. No, it came in at 3%.
I'd have taken 3%.
He got a 68 cent an hour raise. He was not happy. It's like, well, I told you, they don't do shit like that. This is the real world. See, you got to remember, he's been self-employed for the first 28 years of his life. He was a professional gamer. So all he did was play video games. So, you know, he has this false idea of the way the world works. He thinks that if he entertains them, they just throw money at him. Yeah, well, that may work on Twitch.
Well, that's the other thing is you get the people think, hey, you're going into negotiations, you need to ask for this and this. It's like, we can ask for it, that doesn't mean they're going to give us this and this. It's usually somewhere in between.
Yeah, it's a negotiation. Okay. 50-50.
Changing the subject ever so lightly, I just got a message from someone asking if I would help, because, like, you know, I'm level 31 as a warlock with Morbin, Fel, Morlatum, and Rite of the Embalmer. And, you know, if not, sorry to have bothered you and have a great evening. I said, I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of recording a podcast. Perhaps you've heard of us, the Lion's Pride Tavern. So we'll see. We may get another listener.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, I like some of the people that you guys are bringing in for SOD, because I've noticed that some of them are like, oh, yeah, I listen to your podcast. It's great. I thought that was great. You know,
so I listened to it until Max started talking.
Yeah. And speaking of SOD, let's jump right in.
Welcome to Classic.
Mac, how was SOD this week?
It was an SOB. No, SOD, we actually, the raid leader was out of town when the raid started this morning. So we didn't have a lot of people show up for the raid. So I think we're getting people that are wanting to start doing Sunken Temple. We don't quite have enough 50s to do it that can get together at the same time. So we got to find some way to coordinate. So we are looking for more people to join us so we can start doing some more of the content.
Well, it is Sunken Temple, too. Nobody really liked Sunken Temple.
It's the really? Next grade.
Yeah, I don't think I've the ever heard anybody Sunken say. Temple sucked. Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say, so, Sunken Temple, yeah, let's go do it. They go, Sunken Temple.
Yeah, the people that wanted to do Sunken Temple, before they turned it into a raid, when Sunken Temple was just a dungeon, the original Sunken Temple sucked.
Yes.
The new one is easy. The way they changed it, you just go in there, run in a big circle, and you're out.
Yeah.
The old one was, you had to set the platforms and pillars on the platforms.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, the old one was a pain, and I don't even know with the mechanics of the new bosses. So I've been kind of watching, but until we get enough people in there, I wasn't paying a lot of attention.
Yeah. Do you ever pay attention?
What? Ooh.
And out it comes. What?
So I've been out running around trying to do some questing, and I'm getting some things on leveling some of my tunes that are under 50.
Well, so if somebody wanted to come play SOD, how would they do that, Mac?
They'd get a hold of us. We are on the Wild Growth. There is a server.
Okay.
I'm not in the game. I guess I can't remember the server. We're on the Wild Growth server. Just come in and let us know. You can get a hold of us on our public Discord, the Lion's Pride Tavern. Go into Discord. You can search for Lion's Pride Tavern. I believe the description's in the link that Fafford has at the end of the show.
Yes.
Come in. Give us a note. Tell us you'd be interested in joining the guild over here on the Wild Growth server, and we'll be glad to invite you.
Awesome. And when do you play?
There's usually people on most. We have people from all over U.S., Australia, so East Coast, West Coast. We had been raiding on Wednesdays, Sundays, or Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Doing lower level content on Sundays. The guild kind of, we had some people go off to do other things. And I think with Cataclysm coming out, the pre-patch from Cataclysm, I think some people have gone back to regular classic.
I don't know.
They're playing Worgens.
Oh. I got a couple people that I know of that are waiting for the Cataclysm for SOD.
Well, SOD doesn't have
I'm sorry, for Classic. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's getting ready. The pre-patch is out, so people are getting ready to start. They're doing that. You can do Worgens over there and things like that. So.
Yeah. Our 17-year-old grandson is nostalgic for Worgens.
No, Worgens are pretty cool. I mean, it has that whole background.
It was the first expansion that he ever really had on his own account. And when he was little, he would make a Worgen. We'd go through the process. You get bitten, and then you go through the stuff. You turn into a werewolf, and then it was time to go start another one.
Yes.
And we did this continuously.
So at the same time the Worgens came out, is that when the Goblins came out?
Yep, Goblins and Worgens.
Yeah.
So the Horde side, you can play Goblins. That was the first tune I made was a Goblin when it came out.
Yeah, those are the drunken frat boys.
Yeah, yeah, and you had the ran around a little car running around.
Oh, that was fun. That was one of the reasons why I made a Goblin over.
Well, that and back when they brought that out, Goblins had that racial ability to be able to buy things cheaper than any other tune, and then there was a big complaint that they were putting things in the auction house because they could buy them cheaper, and anyways that became a big to do.
Well, yeah, you can't have somebody that has an advantage over somebody else. Shit.
Right. Well, some of the in-game stuff, like buying motorcycle parts that are, 20,000 gold or whatever for a portion of it was, 5%. So you could buy them and sell them motorcycles. Yeah. So understood. But at the same time, it was like, go make yourself a Goblin.
Yeah, I like the Worgen. I like to be able to do that shape change. Because I liked running on all fours, because that was a faster run mount than some of the mounts you could get, if I remember right.
I don't know. I just know I made a boatload of Worgens and deleted them periodically so I had room for more.
So, all right. Well, awesome. Well, I think, Lorelei, I think we should jump into retail. Yeah. I did not make it Friday. My leg was just really bugging me. That was the day that was the day we adjusted the TVs. So yeah. when Friday 4:30 rolled around, I didn't even say goodbye. I just left. I just headed home and said, "Nope, I'm done for the weekend."
Understand.
Yeah.
Well, we had a good time Friday. We're doing the Awakened raids, and we went over into the caverns and did Aberys, the Crucius, Shadowed Crucible. And we got down every boss up to Neltharion, and we took a pull on him and realized, we really forgotten how to do this fight. We were going in the wrong direction. Breaking down the wrong things. So we decided to end it and come back and everybody look at it again and kind of, refresh your memory. And we started back on Saturday with normal again, and we killed Neltharion and what's the other one's name?
I don't know, but we did three bosses. Yeah.
We did. Oh, on Friday?
On Saturday.
Oh, on Saturday, we did more than three bosses.
Did we? One.
Oh, are the logs all kind of messed up? Oh, wait a minute. Am I looking at the wrong ones? No, I didn't look at the wrong one. I didn't pull the right one up. We did Neltharion and Sarkareth on normal, finished that, and then we started on heroic and we killed three.
Oh, okay. That's why it seemed different. I was like, okay, What did we do?
We were killing bosses all over the place.
Left and right, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a good vault this week.
Yeah, we ended on a high note, too, because we just got the boss down.
Yep, because we had a little bit of trouble. We had a little bit of trouble doing the first two. I think we only had, just one problem.
Well, couldn't remember what the hell.
Kazara was fine. We're always good with that. The amalgamation, I'm not sure what happened with that. We did that, and then we decided to skip. Oh, the sides needed to be leveled out. That's what the problem was. And so got that level changed, and that boss went down. And we just didn't have enough time then to go into the one behind Zaqual.
We would have maybe got a pull, maybe.
Yeah, because that one's harder on heroic, much harder.
Yeah.
But it was fun. I really, really enjoy the Awakened raids.
Yeah, I didn't. I guess I kind of spaced why we even went out and came back in. That was to switch to heroic.
Yeah. So we got three bosses down on heroic.
And it was a lot of fun, too.
I think we're going to get, 9 things in the vault or something like that.
I tell you, I going into each one of them, I was like, now this boss looks familiar. And then I started seeing the mechanics. I was like, oh, I remember this one, you know?
Yeah, like, okay.
So it's a lot of fun. I still didn't get any gear.
You know what? Tonight, this weekend, I actually got a couple of pieces of gear. And I was like, oh my gosh, what was it? Zaqual had 4 pieces of gear for plate wares and warriors, and I didn't get a single piece. 4.
I rolled on them all, but
I got 2 pieces. I got 3 pieces of gear all totaled from Friday and Saturday. So I cannot complain at all.
Yeah, I rolled on them all, the ones that I could, but
I did.
I'd roll a 17 and a 25, and it's like, Jesus, I can't even get a good roll.
Friday I was down at the bottom. It's like, oh, can I roll any lower?
But it was a lot of fun, though. I really enjoyed it. It was, it's kind of nostalgic going back and
it is. And even though, sometimes the bosses are bumped up a little bit, it doesn't feel like you're stressed out doing it.
Yeah. Yep. I enjoyed myself, let's put it that way.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, I mean, same thing goes for retail. If anybody's out there that wants to join us from retail, we only had 23 players tonight.
Yeah, we didn't have very many, and we've
been
kicking bosses.
So, you just got to jump into the Lion's Pride Tavern Discord. The link is in the description. And then shoot somebody up and they'll give you a link to Mommy and Mommy Fortuna. She's our raid magistrate, and she'll put you on the list and then get you the new Discord for the actual raid channel, provided your gear score is up and you're where you need to be in order to join us. Because we're always happy to have new players help, we help them out, they help us out. I mean, and it doesn't matter what tune you've got. Tanks are pretty well taken care of. It's always good to have extra healers and DPS. So if you come into us, definitely have at least a DPS minimal. And if you like healing, then have a healer and a DPS. But tanks are pretty much already there. We've got backup tanks on backup tanks. So that's that, because you only need 2 of them. So it's not hard to
get
those.
We like getting tanked, yeah.
Yeah. So, but for the rest of it, by all means, come in and join us. And then, if you want to give Classic a shot, get a hold of Mac or Mrs. Mac and, come join the fun. We love to meet new people and from all over the world. I've said it before. Oh, go ahead.
No, finish, please.
I've said it before. I think gaming transcends all borders. So we don't care where you're from. If you have a love of the game, come play with us, because that's what we're all about.
Yeah, and I was just going to say that I am working on getting back online more. I've just been, I don't know, I guess my heart has not been in it the past month or so. But now that the boy has decided that he wants to play with me, it's like, oh, I really kind of sort of need to do this.
Yep.
So,
well, it's always that transition between winter and spring, you know, and that's what I know it's doing up there with you guys. It's doing up here in Montana. You know, you don't know if whether you want to go outside or whether you want to stay in, you know, so we get that.
16 and a half hours of daylight today from sunrise to sunset. It will not get dark.
Well, Alaska's got its own problems.
Yes, Mac is one of them.
We call that a bonus event.
Yeah, a bonus event.
You know, before I came up here, he told me the saying up here is, yeah, the odds are good, but the goods are odd.
Yeah, right. No kidding.
Wise words.
Yep. I remember my dad saying, you know, he was a very wise person, that, you know, when opportunity comes knocking, one door will open and another door will close. He was a very wise man, but he was a really crappy cabinetry guy.
No, no.
One door would open, the other would close.
Mm-hmm. I got it. Yeah.
Well, I could have done my cowbell one. Why do cows wear cowbells? Does anybody know for sure?
No, I don't. Their Why horns, do they wear bells?
Their horns don't work.
Oh.
I told that one at staff this week. Yeah, that was basically the response I got from there, except for the only other dad in the room, he laughed.
Didn't even get a snort?
Nope. Everybody else is like, oh, that's dumb.
You've done the bus driver one, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I've got several of those. I've got the elephant in the refrigerator one and the Lion King. I got lots of those. But I think I've actually already told those, so I have to keep it fresh. So that's the other thing, guys. We've got all these listeners, and I know there's dads out there with great dad jokes. We have a dad joke channel in our Discord. Please come put your dad joke in the Discord channel.
Please put the dad joke in there.
Yes, because
I wish Grandpa was still alive.
There are some girls at the front desk that every time I show up in the morning, I do a walk through the hotel first thing when I get there, and they're like, okay. Okay, give me my dad joke for today. You know, because they're there and they're like, oh, it's another day. And I just brighten their day, and I think that's great. But I'm running out of dad jokes. Because all I do is grab my phone and I look through Discord and I'm like, oh, right there. Dad jokes. Okay. Oh, right here. Why do the
rooster
horns...
sitting on top of the hen house? He lays an egg. What way will the egg fall? Yep. Okay.
Yep. Roosters don't lay eggs. So those make them think, though. Sometimes they don't want to think. You know, it's just like, what happened?
If you smell something burning, you know you've gone too far.
What do you call a magician that lost his magic? Ian.
Yep.
Magician. Magician. Yeah, magic.
There you go, Lorelai. Thank you. You're welcome.
Lister's being really quiet, and that's scaring the hell out of me.
You know why?
Oh, no. Oh,
because
no,
I muted my mic.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say because she tried my new favorite beverage.
Oh.
No. Tonight, it's been Prosecco and pineapple juice, so it's been really good.
That sounds good.
It's a new summer thing. It's a little fresh, little fruity, little...
Yeah.
Kind of like Mac, fresh and fruity.
Yeah, got him there. You got him there, Lystra. Yeah.
I'm
He's speechless.
This podcast is going a completely different direction.
I'm fabulous. Actually clapping for that one. Oh my gosh.
Too funny.
Oh boy.
All right. Well, let's just keep rolling right along. I hear the music. It's time for Lorelei's Pet Battle Minute.
Hello, pet battlers. Don't forget, you've only got one more day to complete the Children's Week events. It's also tied into the trading post, so get those quests done if you want to get any pets that you're missing. There's also one more day to finish the bonus event, which grants 50% increased honor gains from Battlegrounds. You can collect the Dutiful Gruntling or the Dutiful Squire for honor level 5, the Alliance Enthusiast or the Horde Fanatic at honor level 20, and Bucket Shell or Sir Snips for honor level 400. I'll never get that one. If you don't already have enough to do before the reset, the Bright Blades Bones World Quest is up, during which you can collect the Bugbiter Tortoise. This pet is part of a small favor quest for Simri Brightblade. All the information on how you can collect this pet is found on the Bugbiter's page on Zufu's Pet Battle Strategy site. May's trading post is up and running, and you can purchase Pokey for 400 Trader's Tender and Buzzworth for 600. The Realm leaderboards for this week stayed the same from last week. I'm sitting at 13. Tetterhut is at 7, and congratulations, Devondi, you're still at 2. As always, keep working on your pet battles, collect your pet charms and leveling stones, and don't forget to stop by warcraftpets.com to update your collection. Have a wonderful week.
Awesome. Now, Mrs. Mac, you got an open mic.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
That was the echo you heard during Lorelei's Pet Battle Minute.
Oh.
Mrs. Mac was repeating it.
I was expecting to say, well, bleep this. Never mind.
Oh, no, I had turned my volume up because I stepped away for a second, and yeah. I was trying. Yeah, oops, sorry.
And she's, oh, sorry, she doesn't guys. Understand technology.
Well, she married you.
Dude, who has connected the high-speed Wi-Fi through the entire bloody house?
And that's still has three issues floors. With her own Mac, yeah.
All right, well, next up, speaking of Mac, is Mac's gold-making tips.
You're listening to the Goblin Goldcast. I got mouths to feed, so let's get this thing started. Time is money, friend.
Hey, it's Mac, and I need to make gold to keep Mrs. Mac happy. Otherwise, I'm going to end up in the backyard buried with the petunias. Hey, as I talked about last week, you're running Nightmare Incursions not only allows you to level your toons quickly, but also nets players quite a bit of gold. Now, let's not forget about your gathering professions while you run the incursions. You can add gold to that you make by mining fool's gold, skinning mobs for dream-infused dragon scales, or herbing dream root. You know, people have been making anywhere from 4 to 10 gold a stack for each of these. You can gather while running as part of a loops group or solo gather. If the mobs are causing you too many problems for you to solo safely, you know, consider getting a group of friends together or guildies together and split the profits. If you're gathering quickly enough, maybe have one of your teammates sit at the bottom of the ramp or near the quest giver while the rest of the group gathers and drops off loot to the person that's selling. You have to bark out in trade because these aren't auction house sellable, but try this out and I think you'll make a lot of gold from it. As always, if you have a special gold making spot or method in retail or classic that you'd like to share with me or our listeners, please do so. If you have any questions, you can leave me a message on the Lion's Pride Tavern Discord. You can email me at Mac, that's M-A-C, goblingoldcast@gmail.com, or you can contact me on X at Goblin Goldcast. And I'd like to thank Kevin McLeod for his music, Hot Rock, and Schaefer Bates for his awesome goblin voice during the intro. We'll talk to you next time. Now go make some gold.
Nice. All right, next up, Mrs. Mac's Frying Pan.
cries out in the night, growing restless, longing for some dietary company.
Hi, welcome to this week's Mrs. Mac's Frying Pan, the portion of the show where I give you quick and easy cheats to make boxed things wonderful. Graduation season is upon us, and a lot of us really just don't want to go out and spend the buku bucks to get a cake, and you figure you'll make your own. One of the things that you can do with your boxed cake mix is put some unflavored Kool-Aid in it. I know this sounds absolutely corny, but I have done this on several occasions where I will take a white cake mix or a yellow cake mix and even just making my own cake and throwing that package in for flavor. You can get some amazing flavors. I had somebody once who wanted, I was one of the grandkids, who wanted a watermelon flavored birthday cake because she thought I couldn't do it. Well, yeah. He learned. But anyway, that is my great tip for the week. I'm sorry. I didn't get anything else ready. So.
Well, that's all right.
As always, I welcome comments, criticisms, and cooking tips. You can find me on Discord in the Lion's Pride Tavern server, or you may email me at Mrs. Mac Goblin Goldcast. That's MRS. MAC Goblin Goldcast at gmail.com. Now, go have some fun and make something wonderful.
Awesome. Well, next up is Herding Cats with Lystra.
And I won't cry if I ever die. My skills are quite a shock, cause I'm a warlock. And I said, hey, I don't take crap if I go. I'll just have to use life tap. People fear me when I cap. And I said, hey, I don't take crap if I go. Ooh, I'll just have to use life tap. People fear me when I cap. Cause I'm a warlock.
Hey everybody, Lister here. I really like Lorelei that you mentioned, Buzzworth. I've been looking forward to getting him, and I've already purchased him.
Yay.
Oh, he's so cute. Could not resist. And I've also got the Blazing Hippogriff on the list because that is one of the mounts that is there. Yeah. And they brought back one of the old mounts. So we've got the Royal Swarmer as well. So we've got some new things out there to pick up at the trading post. But the big thing is we started Season 4 Mythic Plus rating. If there's anybody out there that wants to come and do Mythic Pluses, maybe you don't want to do the big time rating with the guild, and that's okay because it's a little intimidating. I get that because that's where I'm at right now. I'm still not over it. Not that they did. I'm just not over it. It's me, man. It's all me. Dragonflight Season 4, they did a squish. And so far, it is really interesting to see how this is working out. We have struggled, believe it or not, with a Mythic 2 because it's not really a 2. It was higher, but it's somehow harder. I can't explain it to you. It has gotten harder. We have had people that have come in with us and they're dropping out. And once you drop out of a Mythic Plus, you cannot get someone in with you. You are stuck formatting it. So if you're going to join a Mythic Plus, please be kind. Please be kind. Do not drop out. Struggle through it. Yeah, the first boss is going to be hard, but we're all going to get there together. So if you want to come out, look us up, and we will get you into the Mythic Plus. That's myself, RP Govan, we have Ainsley, we have Tumlo, we have some new people, we have Tum Tum Wiggle, we have Heart Monster, we have a whole bunch of people that have come in to do our Mythic Pluses, and we are loving it. We are doing well. I was just shy of Keystone Master this past season, so I'm sad I missed it, but I'm going to hit it this year, or this time, so there we go. Everybody, have a great week. Go out. Do your orphan. Come Come on. He's over on Monday. Ooh, this
comes out on Monday. I love doing my orphan. I've done it on all three things, you know, retail, cataclysm, and SOD. So, because you only need another riding mount. It's not so much about the pets anymore. Sorry, Lorelei, but the mounts are really cool.
Yeah.
They are.
And the Keystone Master mount this year is it's an infinite Armoredon. Is that right, Lorelei? Armoredon? Armoredon. Hey, my tongue doesn't want to say that, and I've had a couple drinks, so there you go. But it's really super cool, and it's cute, and some people may not think it's cute, but I think it's kind
of
cute.
Have they fixed the bug with one of the mounts? Oh, it was the skitter fly.
Yes.
Did they take that off? Okay, I was heading out to the trading post because I was going to buy that, but I looked in the stable list, and it's like, it's not listed. And then I read something that said, if you try to spend your money on it, it'll take it, and you don't get anything because it doesn't exist. Ooh. So I'm glad they fixed that.
I was in the mount store yesterday. And I got my one that I had frozen, and I put my next favorite on freeze just in case I don't get enough points. But I want to say the Skitterfly was still there yesterday, and that would have been Friday.
Yeah, it's there now currently. So they must have fixed it. Yeah, the Blazing Hippogriff is what's got my attention, though. It is so
cool. I love that one.
Yeah. If anybody can tell me, though, how do I unfreeze something?
You click on it, you buy it, and then the next thing you want to freeze, you move down into the square.
I can't. I already own it, and it's not letting me unfreeze it. It's really stupid.
Okay. You just have to put something else in. It's just...
Yeah.
Okay. I just drag it? All
right. Let you drag and drop. Yeah. And that way it'll just kick it out of the freezer.
Okay. That's what I need then. Cool. Yep. It's like this thing
will
not...
Oh my gosh, I knew something about retail.
Yay! Go, Mrs. Mac.
What's this retail thing you speak of?
Oh, the other thing, that new person, Tom Wiggle. Yes. The first time I saw that person online, I'm like, why did Tumlo change his name?
I started calling him Wiggle Wiggle because it was getting confusing for me too.
Yeah.
Wiggle, wiggle. I like it.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Tummy and wiggle, wiggle.
Yeah, right? All right. Last but not least, it's WFN News, Warcraft Fafford News. WoW tokens are at 259K, so they're down from last week at 264. So, down $5,000, but it's still down. This week's bonus event is the Dragonflight Dungeons, if you really liked them. They were okay.
What is this Dragonflight?
Children's Week ends today, but the Spring Balloon Festival starts Friday and goes till Sunday. And then, of course, Lorelei has already mentioned the Dark Moon Fair is going all this week, and it will expire Saturday at midnight or Sunday at after midnight. However you want to look at it. So
something like that.
Yeah. One of those two. Take your pick.
Get you a world clock.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you a brain teaser. This is a Neil deGrasse Tyson brain teaser. Okay. How many time zones do we have on the Earth?
I have no idea.
24, because there's 24 hours in a day. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And each one of them is 15 degrees apart, because 15 degrees times 24 is 360 degrees, which is what we are as a circle. Okay. So that being said, as one time zone to the next time zone, it's always an hour off. You know, East Coast to Central is an hour difference. But as you go towards the North or South Pole, those convergence lines combine. So at the North Pole, what time is it?
Depends on what direction you're facing.
That's a pretty good answer, Mac. That's a pretty good answer. I never even thought of this until I'm almost 60 years old. I'll be 60 years old this year. And I love astronomy and world maps and all that kind of stuff. Geography. I love it. I've been into it for a long time, but I've never thought of this. It is actually every time, all the time. At the North and South Pole. Well, the true North and South Pole, where the lines meet.
Yes.
Yes.
You can party 24/7 in a second.
So you can pretty much be whatever time you want it to be. So if you want to time travel, so the closer you get to the North Pole, a lot of the lines are, they're not straight. They're laid down geopolitically, but for the most part, they're 15 degrees apart.
Have you taken into account that one area in Canada that is like not 1 hour to 1 hour? It actually took the half hour in between.
Correct. Because as it gets closer to the North Pole or the South Pole,
right,
the lines get closer together. But at the equator, they're, well, most of the part, they're 1 hour apart.
I found that weird.
Well, and that goes along. But see, yeah. So the thinking was there, but you just had to keep going until they converge. And it's like, oh my God, what time would it be there on the North Pole? That's why Santa can be everywhere all the time.
Thank you. I needed that for this December.
There you go.
My word.
My brain hurts. In Alaska, we used to have three different time zones, and then early 80s, they went to Alaska Standard Time, so everything was the same.
And that's what I was talking about. They have moved some lines geopolitically to make it easier on people, because if they would have just made it hard set, the closer you got to the north or the south, the quicker the time zones would be, you know? So, but at some point they converge. Why do you think they picked Santa for the North Pole? Because that's how he can get around the world and deliver all those presents to all the good little boys and girls.
Who's the Santa guy? No.
His name is Max MasterCard.
Visa and MasterCard, yes.
No. So. Sorry, it just...
Yep. All right. Well, guys, awesome podcast. And we ended on a high note. We made Lystra lose her mind. So her brain hurts now. My brain hurts. She's got a headache.
Oh, I'm not sure whether it's your jokes or the... I don't know, man.
Yeah. Or the new drink.
Or the new drink. Or
a little bit both.
So, yes. So thanks everybody for listening to the podcast. I want to thank each individual host one at a time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I also want to thank Sharm for all of her beautiful music. Please go visit her website and her YouTube channel. The links are in the description. Plus Vincent Reto for his heavy metal tavern music at the beginning. Both these artists were nice enough to let us use their music without charging us anything, because I kept telling them, Mac takes all the money. We don't get any.
Both pennies.
Yeah, both pennies. And he gives it to you. Mac makes all the money and gives it to Mrs. Mac. That's the way it should be done. So from all of us to all of you, thank you very much for listening. And we'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Go out and make some gold.
You could sound a little nicer. Like, go have some fun and make something wonderful.
And don't be a dumb warlock. Bye, everybody.
I tried to make something wonderful. It turned out to be our kids.
That had nothing to do with me. I want the entire world to know that is not my fault. I kissed the Norgan.